Today's sermon comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 26 to 31. Paul was a converted Pharisee who introduced the basics of Christianity to this day. He had his own interpretation of Jesus, and his intention was never that his letters become sacred books. He is the first formal Christian theologian, and also one of the most controversial figures in the history of Christianity. He created a hybrid thought of the mix between Pharisaism and first century Christianity. What we have just read is a piece of a letter to a Christian community that met in the city of Corinth. Corinth was a port very similar in its social dynamics to what will be New York City today. Corinth was a Roman city that attracted many people from all over the world, from different cultures and languages, and where this particular Christian community began to experience some problems of power and privilege. Paul warns them that the less educated, the less privileged, and the weakest are also part of that community, and they should be treated with respect and dignity. And that, as a Christian community, they should not admit any idea of the superiority of some over others of any kind. The struggle for power and privilege is the root that causes the most damage in communities of faith. Authoritarianism seeks to make power and privilege prevail for a few. Because a Christian community that admits and supports any supremacy of one over another is not only lost in the call for social justice, but is close to producing masters and slaves, executives and proletarians. If our decisions as a church undermine the call of social justice that this congregation has, then we have strayed from God's goal for this church, in exchange for favoring the privileged majority. Paul understood the dangers that such as a diverse and cosmopolitan community could represent for the most privileged and powerful. Isn't it true that diversity frightens and terrorizes the most privileged sometimes? Paul's warning to the educated, powerful, and privileged is how difficult, how uncomfortable it is when God uses those we think have less education, less privilege, and less power to shame those who use their conditions to belittle others. This is precisely the challenge of having a community of faith that flourishes in diversity. To understand that weakness and ignorance are in sustaining a system that maintains the privilege and power of those who possess it. To realize that strain and wisdom are in understanding the power of diversity and its contribution to inclusion. Our ignorance in matters of diversity, our lack of experience, and the fear of losing power and privilege should not be grounds for assuming things about multicultural services, like this one in La Mesa. The challenge is to learn to navigate diversity without fear, rather determined to be surprised by the Holy Spirit, the surprises that God wants to show us. In diverse communities, in what ways are the most educated, the most privileged, and most powerful people seeking to maintain their supremacy over those considered less educated, less privileged, and more vulnerable? A community as diverse as La Mesa could not flourish if this congregation did not have the conditions to make it flourish. It is like a seed that fell in good soil and that bears good fruit. La Mesa is a result of what this church has aspired to become for many years, a Christian community that reflects the diversity and progress thinking of Chapel Hill and its surroundings. La Mesa is the result of natural selection. As someone will say in a movie, life will not be contained. Life breaks free. It expands to new territories, crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously. This church has been blessing our community and has been blessed by having this type of ministry. But Paul's warning is also relevant and applicable to us. La Mesa service may represent a blessing for this church or a sign from God to use the last privilege to become more humble. Sorry to say, but sometimes United Church of Chapel Hill, our arrogance has got us into some mess. I understand that these words may bother some, but in the kingdom of God, there are things that are not negotiable, and belittling the most vulnerable to keep the powerful happy is shameful. This is only the reflection of what we are currently living as a country. In the midst of a constitutional and political crisis, those who say they know better think that benefiting billionaires and concentrating power on a few is the solution. Sometimes I wonder how much of that gets into the local policies or churches. A question to take seriously, to take home. This morning, we leave this place in the hope of doing God's will. We want to leave a counterculture Christianity, becoming an open congregation to be surprised by God. Paul summarizes it. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. So it doesn't matter if we are people of color or white, if we are undocumented or American citizens, with or without education, if they speak broken Spanish or do not speak it, or if they are white heterosexual men or women, or are people of color and LGBTQI, if they are united to Jesus Christ, everyone is equal. Amen.